It's certainly been, a busy couple of months, but we're really excited to, obviously I have two sons at home, and they're getting big and strong and healthy, and Sarah's doing great. She was amazing throughout everything. So it's been a, it's been a wild ride for us, but well worth it, well worth all the time spent over at Northside Hospital. So we're excited and, just busy now trying to get these guys big and strong.
What can you tell everybody about what happened that Tuesday when you missed practice, and what can you tell us about what was happening there?
Yeah, it was just one of those things. My wife, I was in a morning meeting, and my wife had, kind of a typical checkup routine, and the checkup didn't go the way that you would have liked it to have gone, and so she got admitted to the hospital. And so at that time, I felt like it was a no-brainer. Obviously, football is extremely important, but there's obviously nothing more important than your family. And so I left that day, and things got kind of stabilized at the hospital. Sarah spent, 6 weeks in the hospital after that. But, that day was busy, but everything, ended up in a really good spot, which we're thankful for. And the rest of the week, I was able to get in good preparation, felt like I was really well prepared to go up and play in Philadelphia, played well up there, but obviously we just fell a little bit short.
I know the past couple of years you've done that passing camp. Is that something you guys are going to do, or have you done it already?
We had some other things going on. The logistics just didn't work out. But we'll find a time, we'll find a time away from Flowery Branch to get a group of guys together to get some really good work. I mean, we'll probably have, extended period of time after, after OTAs, after mini camp, before training camp starts to get some of that extra work in, and I think that'll be productive for us.
Do you have a sense of when it was done? Or?
I agree with him. I think, like we said, I think things have been productive up until this point. And as far as, time frame or anything like that, I think it'll shake out and it'll handle itself. I'm not sure if it'll be today, tomorrow, or in a couple of weeks, but I really think that we're moving in the right direction. And, I'm excited to be here. That's the biggest thing. And I think all those things will take care of itself.
So what's going to be your message as you guys kick off the off-season program?
Well, I think it's about discipline and consistency. I think that's the number one thing. I think we've got to have a mindset that every time we're in a meeting, every time we step onto the practice field, we're doing it with purpose, and that the attention to detail, the mindfulness to everything we do has to be at a higher level. And that's going to be that's going to be my goal, and I hope that's the messaging that we can kind of send to everybody. Let's be as detailed, let's be as sharp as we can possibly be right from the start.